From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in London today for talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron on countering terrorism, the refugee crisis in Europe, and the global economy. Mr. Obama arrived in London after attending the Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia, where he spoke to reporters about the situation in Syria.
In Syria, the cessation of hostilities is obviously under tremendous strain, including continued violations by the Assad regime. This violence is yet another reminder that there is only one way to end this civil war, as our GCC partners agree: a transitional governing body, a new constitution with free elections, including a transition away from Assad.
And following the meetings in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts. United States has welcomed the start of the Yemen peace talks that began in Kuwait on Thursday after being delayed when opposition delegations stayed home complaining of ceasefire violations by pro-government forces. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby says the United States continues to believe the talks are vitally important for Yemen right now. He said the U.S. urges the parties to fully engage in good faith in order to end the military conflict immediately and to return to a peaceful political process. Human Rights Watch says Egyptian security forces tortured a group of 20 people. 8 of them were children. Rights groups have repeatedly accused Egypt's security services of carrying out illegal detentions as well as forced disappearances of people, including children. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders from as many as 170 nations set to gather at the United Nations in New York today on Earth Day to sign the Paris Agreement on climate change, 4 months after the deal was initially negotiated. Under the agreement, rich countries will offer financial support to poorer countries to help reduce their carbon emissions and adapt to climate change. The goal of the Paris Agreement is to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial times. Entering its fourth week now, France's Nuit Debout is defying stereotypes. Left-wing Paris movement that began to protest government labor reforms has spread to other French and European towns, taken on a variety of grievances and sparked talk of social revolution. Lisa Bryant is in Paris with our report.
The massive protests here against last year's terrorist attacks are over. Today's message at the Place de la République is both festive and revolutionary. Bringing thousands together here and elsewhere in France is Nuit Debout, or Up All Night, although it's pretty much all day too. The movement includes workshops where some people are trying to write a new French constitution. Some are here for side events, like celebrating Algeria's northern Kabylia region.
I want peace in the whole world, against terrorism in our country, around the world.
Many here are fed up with the leftist government, the high unemployment, and the struggling economy. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Japan's transportation minister says he wants Mitsubishi to be honest with its customers about revelations the company manipulated fuel efficiency data on more than 620,000 cars. On Thursday, Japanese investigators visited a Mitsubishi Motors facility in Nagoya after the company admitted to the falsification of mileage data. Shocking news out of Minnesota. American singer-songwriter Prince has died. He was 57. That has been confirmed by the artist publicist. It came after news that police had been investigating a death at his home outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So far, no cause of death has been given. Fans like Lisa Grant gathered outside New York's Apollo Theater to mourn Prince's death.
We're losing a lot of icons. I'm 44, so I grew up with these people. I grew up with Prince. So this one hurts. It hurts really deep because he set the stage for a lot of acts that follow.
And a lot of people. That is Lisa Grant in New York. Prince dead at the age of 57.
That's the latest world news from VOA.